How are ideas and techniques such as aroh, avaroh, chalan, ang, meen, and so on structured in performance? Primarily, today artists use the concept of badhat, or growth of a rag, a slow, detailed, swar-by-swar elaboration which proceeds according to the chalan or gait of that particular rag. Through such a process, the musician explores the mysteries hidden in each swar and phrase and the relationships between them. Consider, for instance, the detailing involved in this rendering of Jai Jai Vanti by Rajan and Sajan Mishra. Along with this more or less linear growth up the rag scale are other kinds of progression, of tempo and of complexity. The musician moves from slower to faster improvisations and from simpler musical ideas to more complex ones. We distinguish between anibadh and nibadh music. Anibadh music is music which is not set and bound within the framework of taal or a rhythmic time cycle and composition. It is represented by what is called alap, an open, free expression of musical ideas. Very often, this expression is rhythmic, that is, it is rendered in lay, but not bound by a taal pattern. Listen now to alap in Miyan Ki Todi, played on the sarod by Amjad Ali Khan. Thank you. Nibad music, on the other hand, is a piece of music that is bound by a tal and set musical composition. And now, listen to Amjad Ali Khan's gut in the same rag, Miyan Ki Toli. And here is Shruti Sadolikar singing a bandish or a composition in Rag Vibhas. Let us look again at the concept of nibad music. Rag itself has its boundaries. Bandishes and guts are musical compositions in a particular rag set to a particular tal. These are compositions through which a rag can be tied down, touched, expressed. Even the word bandish means bound, set, though not fettered. Guts and bandishes achieve a harmony of swar and rhythm. Like the guts of instrumental music, vocal bandishes are brief, 4 to 6 lines of poetry. The brevity of a bandish belies its sophistication and its complexity. It provides the ground, the material base through which the artist can incarnate the elusive spirit of a rag, and it provides the artist with a map, an outline whose hidden spaces the musician coaxes out in performance. Very often, the artist's barhat follows the patterns suggested by the logical flow of the bandish rather than a purely linear progression. An example is Hariprasad Chaurasia's rendering of Rag Lalit. Lalit does not reveal itself till the two madhyams are sounded. The bandish invariably takes this fact into consideration, and the barhat is negotiated in accordance with this musical truth. both the bandish and the elaboration of the rag are tied and structured not only by the tonal framework of the rag, but also by the cyclical movement or avartan of the tal. Lay, let us remember, is not tal. Lay is rhythm. It has all the elements of tal, but it is not formally structured into a set and recurring pattern within a time cycle. Tal, on the other hand, organizes rhythm into a kind of composition. It has a set number of beats or matras which are sounded on the percussion instrument in specific ways. The stressed beat of the tal is the sum. In performance, the sum is also the tal's climactic point. The musicians, singer and percussionist, must return neatly, gracefully to this sum after an improvised passage. Bandishes and guts are composed in such a way that their emphasis falls on the sum. Moreover, there's a building up of tension within the composition. This tension is resolved when the sum is reached. The khali or the empty beat is the unstressed beat. In the labyrinth that the tal spins out, which traverses several avartans, the clear sound of the khali is an indication of the approaching sum. Here is an example of the symmetrical 16 matra teen tal time cycle.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Percussion instruments have a language of their own. Each stroke is clearly defined, each has a name. These rhythmic syllables are known as the bol. A predetermined set of bols is known as the theka of a particular tal. As with rags, some tals use the same number of matras or units of time. Yet, because the bols are different, the two tals are very different in character from each other. Thus, two tals having the same number of matras or beats may be sounded and weighted very differently to create very different rhythmic and euphonic effects. Listen to these two tals, each of 16 matras, teen tal and sitar khani.
Teen tal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Dha, dhin, dhin, dha. Dha, dhin, dhin, dha. Dha, tin, tin, ta, ta, dhin, dhin, dha. Sitar khani, dha, dheek, dha, dha, dheek, dha, dha, dheek, ta, dha, dheek, dha.
This is Kaherva of 8 matras.
Kaherva, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Dha, dhin, dhage, trak, dha, tin, take, trak.
all the three tals we have heard sound very different from each other. Similarly, Deepchandi differs in sound and movement from Dhamar, though both have 14 matras. Dhamar also sounds different because it is generally played on the pakhavaj.
Dhamar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Ka, dhe, te, dhe, te, dha. Ga, te, 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 dha. Deepchandi, dha dhin, dha dha tin, ta tin, dha dha dhin.
Ek taal played on the tabla and chautal played on the pakhavaj have 12 matras each.
Chautal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Dha, dha, din, ta, kit, dha, din, ta, te, te. Kata gadi gana. Ek taal, dhin, dhin, dhage, tiraket, tu, na, kat, ta, dhage, tiraket, dhi, na.
These are only a few of the most popular tals. Different parts of the rag's elaboration are treated differently by each musician. In part, these differences are determined by the potential and the constraints of the instrument that is used, including the voice. These differences are also, as we shall see, a function of form and gayaki, or style. Vocal and instrumental music follow somewhat different paths. In khayal, the preeminent vocal form heard today, the detailed barhat of the rag, is contained in the bandish's structure. Most khayal singers begin with a vilambit, a slow piece. The tal's expanse gives the singer the time and space to explore ideas in detail, to meditate upon each swar and phrase, on the totality of the rag, to communicate this total picture to the listeners. Traditionally, fast passages of tans were not customary in vilambit khayal, though, following the detailed barhat, the singer would, and still does, introduce the playfulness of laikari and bol baant, or rhythmic improvisations and play with the bandish's musical and poetic structure. Listen now to Padma Talwalkar singing a Vilambit Bandeshan Rag Jaunpuri. The meditative peace and gravity of the Vilambit yields place now to the brilliance, the vivid colors of the Drut Khayal. The Drut is a faster piece. Having befriended the rag in the Vilambit, established its structure, nuances and characteristics, it seems as if the singer now has the freedom to simply enjoy the rag and revel in its many possibilities. The introspective quality of the Vilambit gives place to the sheer fun and joy of the Drut. The Drut Khayal's elaboration is marked by rhythmic play and by the use of tans or fast swar patterns. Tans bring the musical experience from its reflective beginning in the Vilambit through the gradual building up of musical space, complexity of ideas and tempo to a brilliant climax. Instrumental music follows a somewhat different pattern of progression. Listen to these passages from Rag Kausi Kannada played by Ravi Shankar. The musician begins with an Anibadh Alap. Thank you. This is followed by a faster movement called jor. Rhythm is introduced here, though percussion is not used. Musical phrases follow each other in succession at a medium tempo. Jor is followed by jhala. Here again, the musician uses rhythm or lay, but not the set structure of taal. This entire section is therefore anibad. Jhala is played in a fast tempo. We now play a gut in rag Mishra Ghara, played by Ravi Shankar. The instrumentalist now starts a dialogue with the tabla while simultaneously developing the purely tonal aspects. As in vocal music, the instrumentalist also introduces here the brilliance of taan patterns. And the games of laikari, including the neat thrice repeated phrase Otihai. (Laughs)